Our prophets simply tell us the obvious. Reason is us. It's what we do, okay? Truly. Not to suggest, as Proudhon has reminded us, that there's not some element of it in our non-human animal friends. But nonetheless, it is our thing. We are into it. And understanding this allows us to go back and address those questions from our earlier discussion of faith. How does a person unconscious of possessing faith acquire or cultivate or discover it? What is the relationship between the possession of faith to resisting fascism, i.e., the illegitimate authority the state claims over our bodies and our earth? Is discovering faith the same thing as reclaiming justice as one's personal responsibility? Is reclaiming justice tied to the realization that the existence of the state is not legitimate? Are these discoveries what motivate us to decide to resist the unjust authority, fascism, of the state? Understanding that reason is us is key to bridging the gap between cultivating a soul and challenging the false authority of the state, because our reason necessarily leads through the process of hearkening to harmonization, seeing where we fit into it, seeing our part in the harmony, the peace. And seeing this is key to seeing how we can be most effective in achieving it. Saying this is somewhat circular, perhaps, as it's saying that one can't challenge the what is of the state unless one has an alternative vision. We said last week that we cannot prove, though we may suspect, which global events are power-orchestrated theater with the global statesmen working together on the production, or what protests are authentic and which designed as a management tactic, which, either way, we know the global statesmen use to identify and try to eliminate the most powerful youth. And because of the problem of infiltration, the use of often charismatic or overbearing agents paid to attempt to influence the course of events, we cannot likely know from the protest slogans or demands to what degree it is authentic. Can we emphasize too much that it is words that elicit from the state its edicts of death, words that bring the state down on our heads? How beautiful do the words have to be, Prince asks, before you will see the chains that bind your feet and minds are ephemeral, undone with words that cause them to become wisps, bad fumes that our good wind from below blows away like a bad dream as we awaken. Those wisps are thoughts beaten into us by an illegitimate law, one made by those with a vested interest in keeping us slaves. But love lives wantonly in our flesh, wants only for us love, and is disinterested. It is only love that is due our allegiance. So what does protest mean in the face of state persecution of us when we separate to the truth and are determined to be free? How do we get free if not by linking hands? And how do we do that without social media that names a date and time, and we in every place that learns of it work toward it and prepare our minds? Didn't John Lennon once suggest something like this? All together now, globally, pick a day, pick a time to stay in bed. Or party, make love, make music, generate only the good vibe. Have so much fun, you know, it's just begun.
Close the shop, let's take a drive. Take a break from 9 to 5. It's so great. Strolling, rocking, rolling. Keep